Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hi, everybody. Cheryl Akison here. Welcome to another edition of the Cheryl Akison Podcast, now on justthenews.com, a brand new digital news site dedicated to facts, not spin, and reporting on underreported stories and views that cut across the grain. I hope you'll subscribe to this podcast and all of the Just the News podcasts, including John Solomon Reports and the Pod's Honest Truth with the Christian Broadcasting Network's David Brody. We are coming up upon the 12th anniversary of an election year mystery, one I still get asked about probably more than most any other story I've covered over the years. It was presidential candidate Hillary Clinton claiming in 2008 that she had dodged sniper fire while on a trip to Bosnia as first lady. I knew that wasn't true because I was on that trip with her, and I knew we were not shot at. Now, the full behind-the-scenes account I've never told.
Picture your face in the mirror. Do you see all those wrinkles around your eyes? How about crow's feet? Or those large under-eye bags? Now imagine they're gone. I'm not talking about some risky, expensive surgery. Just gone in minutes. It's called Plexaderm, a clinically studied serum that visibly eliminates your wrinkles, crow's feet, and under-eye bags in minutes. It's the edge you've been looking for in your look. Don't believe it? I didn't either until I saw some of my friends try it. Now I don't have to imagine anymore. They look 10 years younger. It's unbelievable. Simply put, I'm blown away by the results. Plexaderm can give you the confidence you'll need to be yourself at work or out with friends. The best part is Plexaderm goes on clear so nobody knows that you're using it. Unless, of course, you tell them. Now, go to tryplexaderm.com and use my code VOICES, V-O-I-C-E-S, for 50% off a full-size bottle of Plexaderm, plus an additional $10 off. That's right. You heard that right. 50% off plus an extra $10 off. This offer is also available by calling 1-800-685-1292 and mentioning the code VOICES. That's V-O-I-C-E-S. Plexaderm is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit tryplexaderm.com today and use my code VOICES at checkout. That's tryplexaderm.com, code VOICES.
In March of 2008, I was returning from a work trip overseas. I came back to the United States, and my husband said to me, "When you were on that trip to Bosnia with First Lady Hillary Clinton 12 years ago, were you shot at?" He knew that I had made a trip in 1996 with Hillary Clinton and her daughter Chelsea. We went to, Greece, Turkey, Bosnia, several other locations. Almost sort of a travelogue kind of trip for Hillary Clinton and Chelsea Clinton. The trip to Bosnia, that part of the trip back in 1996, was maybe a little bit dicey. There was no longer an active war, but it was still considered a potentially dangerous zone. Of course, we wouldn't have landed on that visit to Bosnia if we had been in any real danger, because aboard the flight was Mrs. Clinton and Chelsea and some entertainers there to entertain the troops, including singer Sheryl Crow and comedian-entertainer Sinbad. And we didn't have to land. This was just sort of a planned visit, but it was not an emergency to land. So certainly if there was something dangerous, our pilot, our military pilot, would not have let us touch down in Bosnia. But anyway, the trip was relatively uneventful from a safety standpoint. But now, 12 years later, my husband is asking me, were we shot at? And I said, no, obviously I would have told you if we'd been shot at on that trip. And he said, well, Hillary Clinton is giving speeches on the campaign trail, and she's saying that you all were shot at, that she dodged sniper fire upon the landing at Bosnia on that trip 12 years ago. Now, my first thought was that there was some mistake, that she was talking about a different trip, because there was nothing like shooting going on when we landed. So the first thing I did, and I was working at CBS News in the Washington Bureau, I searched to see what the references said. I thought maybe Hillary Clinton went back all those years ago after our trip, and maybe on a separate trip to Bosnia that I didn't hear about had been shot at. Well, no, after doing a little bit of research, I saw that she was indeed talking about our trip. And she was quite clearly claiming that there was a harrowing scene in Tuzla, Bosnia, in which she said that she and her daughter Chelsea had to run for cover as soon as we landed for that visit. So here I am, kind of confused. Does she think that we were shot at when we weren't? Does she know we weren't shot at, but she's claiming for some reason that we were? I really didn't know what to make of the story. But I went up to my office, and I don't save a lot of archive video. A lot of that is archived through the main New York office. But I happen to have these videos from that trip that we made 12 years ago in my office from 1996. So the first thing I did, I went down to the newsroom, I plugged in the tape to see if it showed what I remembered. Maybe my memory was faulty. So sure enough, I look at the video footage of the day that Hillary Clinton was describing, in which she said that she dodged sniper fire and run for cover. And the video footage showed what I remembered, a peaceful reception in which first a young girl greeted the first lady on the tarmac. I remember school children being there, bringing flowers. So again, this video is showing something entirely different. The outstanding question is why Hillary Clinton would say that we'd been shot at upon our landing. So next, because this was getting to be sort of big news, Hillary Clinton was running against then-candidate Barack Obama. So I called up to the New York office. Executive producer Rick Kaplan was the evening news executive producer at the time, and I told him what we had. I think I had already given him a heads up that I thought I had video of that and that there had been no shooting. So he says, well, you know, write a story out of it. Let's see the video. So I did. And in writing the story, I basically showed what Hillary Clinton was saying, because we had video of her current speeches making claims that she and Chelsea were dodging sniper fire and running to a car. But then I matched that up with the video of what was really happening so that you could see the contrast in the scene as it took place versus what she was describing. And when I turned in this story, by the way, and this, what we call the script of the story, to New York before it aired, I said to Rick Kaplan, the executive producer, first he commented he thought it was a great story and was going to lead the news with it, and I said, I'm sorry, I know it's a little bit awkward because, as an aside, we all heard that Rick Kaplan was friends with the Clintons. But he was a great executive producer in this respect. What he said to me back was, when I said that it must be awkward for him, he said, first of all, I'm not that good of friends with the Clintons. But then he said, a great story's a great story. So he was going to lead with that story regardless of any supposed friendship he had with the Clintons, because it was news. So we air the story, and I'm going to play that for you now. You can actually look at this yourself online. Because CBS's website has changed over the years, it's not as easy to find the videos. They're no longer on the original pages. So you can go to CherylAtkisson.com, and I will put a story with all the links in it on the homepage. I'll paste it there for a while. But you could always go to CherylAtkisson.com and search Bosnia, and this story with these links and resources will come up for you. But first, I'm going to play the audio of the story I did that night in March of 2008 on the CBS Evening News.
Hillary Clinton has long been touting her experience, but questions are being raised now about whether she's done some embellishing of her record. Here's investigative correspondent Cheryl Atkisson.
It was supposed to be an example of Hillary Clinton's battle-tested experience.
I remember landing under sniper fire.
In the speech last week, Senator Clinton was referring to her visit to Tuzla, Bosnia in 1996 as First Lady. The brutal war was over, but hostilities continued. And though the trip was exactly 12 years ago tomorrow, the memory seemed etched in Clinton's mind.
There was supposed to be some kind of a greeting ceremony at the airport, but instead we just ran with our heads down to get into the vehicles to get to our base.
Problem is, that's not what happened. And we should know, CBS News accompanied the First Lady and daughter Chelsea on that Bosnia trip. That's Senator Clinton talking to me on the military flight into Tuzla. And these are the pictures we recorded of the greeting ceremony when the plane landed. Compare that to Senator Clinton's account.
I remember landing under sniper fire. There was no greeting ceremony, and we basically were told to run to our cars. Now that is what happened.
Thank you.
There was no sniper fire either when Senator Clinton visited two Army outposts where she posed for photos, and no sniper fire back at the base, where she sang at a USO show starring Sinbad and Sheryl Crow. Referring to the CBS News video, Clinton aides today acknowledged her arrival in Bosnia was not quite as dramatic as Clinton put it.
She meant that there was fire in the hillside around the area when we landed, which was the case.
Who knows if she misremembered, misspoke, exaggerated. Whatever, it makes the case for Senator Obama that all this experience that she's been talking about is at least partly her imagination.
Hundreds of thousands have viewed the video online in just the past few days, a reminder that in politics, memory should always match the videotape. Cheryl Atkinson, CBS News, Washington.
So if that wasn't mysterious enough, at least to me, wondering why Hillary Clinton would either think we'd been shot at, make that up in her mind, or claim we were shot at when she knew well that we hadn't been. Just a mystery, especially she had to know, because there were reporters on that trip with her, that there was video of the trip and that there would be accounts from reporters and other people who were on the trip. So it was very much a mystery as to why she said what she said. Well, to add to this mystery and the surprise, after this story aired, she doubled down. And she next said, in an interview that someone conducted, quote, well, I was told that the greeting ceremony had been moved away from the tarmac. In other words, she's trying to say it really was dangerous. There really were big risks and possibly shooting. She says, I was told the greeting ceremony had been moved away from the tarmac in Tuzla, Bosnia, but that there was this 8-year-old girl who'd been waiting. And then she says, I figured I can't rush by her. I have to at least greet her. So I greeted her. I took her stuff and left. And then she says she ran to the car with Chelsea Clinton and kind of ducked and ran because of the danger. So here she is, doubling down in the sense of explaining what the video shows, a little girl greeting her on the tarmac, greeting Chelsea Clinton. But then claiming that what the video doesn't show is, yes, they did run to the car, duck and run, much as she had claimed. So even as she's admitting she wasn't shot at, she's still trying to, it seems to me, have it both ways and imply that something dangerous had happened. So we did another story, a second day story that has gotten much less attention over time all these years later. We'll talk about that right after a short break from a sponsor.
Picture your face in the mirror. Do you see all those wrinkles around your eyes? How about crow's feet? Or those large under-eye bags? Now imagine they're gone. I'm not talking about some risky, expensive surgery. Just gone in minutes. It's called Plexaderm, a clinically studied serum that visibly eliminates your wrinkles, crow's feet, and under-eye bags in minutes. It's the edge you've been looking for in your look. Don't believe it? I didn't either until I saw some of my friends try it. Now I don't have to imagine anymore. They look 10 years younger. It's unbelievable. Simply put, I'm blown away by the results. Plexaderm can give you the confidence you'll need to be yourself at work or out with friends. The best part is Plexaderm goes on clear, so nobody knows that you're using it. Unless, of course, you tell them. Now, go to tryplexaderm.com and use my code VOICES, V-O-I-C-E-S, for 50% off a full-size bottle of Plexaderm, plus an additional $10 off. That's right, you heard that right. 50% off plus an extra $10 off. This offer is also available by calling 1-800-685-1292 and mentioning the code Voices. That's V-O-I-C-E-S. Plexiderm is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit TryPlexiderm.com today and use my code VOICES at checkout. That's TryPlexiderm.com, code VOICES.
We're back. So, again, setting the scene, it's 2008. Hillary Clinton is running against candidate Barack Obama, and maybe in an apparent attempt to prove that she has some sort of military experience or can handle pressure under danger, she has claimed that 12 years earlier, when she was first lady, on a trip to Tuzla, Bosnia, with her daughter Chelsea, that she had been shot at upon landing at an airport and had to dodge sniper fire and run to the car, when in fact, since I was on the trip with her, as were other reporters, I still had video showing none of that happened. That in fact, she'd been greeted on the tarmac by a young girl who'd presented her with flowers. There was no imminent danger. So after that story on the CBS Evening News, in which there seemed to be a bit of a mea culpa with her admitting she perhaps misremembered, she still doubled down. In an interview with the Philadelphia Daily News, Hillary Clinton went on to say that some of that had really happened after all, and maybe we just didn't see it all on video. She said that the greeting ceremony had been moved from the tarmac, but that there was this 8-year-old girl who'd been waiting. And Hillary says that despite the danger, she said, "I can't rush by this small child. I've at least got to greet her." "So I greeted her," said Hillary Clinton. "I took her stuff, and then I left." She says at that point, out of the scene of this video that we had showed on CBS, that's when she and Chelsea ducked into the car and kind of ran and ducked into the car, escaping danger. Well, again, this defies common sense. Certainly, again, we would not have landed if there had been any danger. There was no reason we had to be landing at the Tuzla Airport, especially with entertainers and daughter Chelsea in the car, in the airplane. And there certainly wouldn't have been an 8-year-old child allowed on the tarmac at the runway if there had been danger of sniper fire imminent. So the most mysterious part of this is that Mrs. Clinton didn't seem to realize we would have videotape of that too. So I did a second day story on the CBS Evening News with the additional videotape we hadn't shown the night before that shows what happened after Mrs. Clinton was greeted by the child. And there was no ducking and running into a car. The video showed that she and her daughter Chelsea lingered on the tarmac, greeting U.S. military officials. They were taking photos together, and then they calmly walked to an armored vehicle where she and Chelsea did duck and enter the vehicle. So I did a second night story that talked about that, and we will play that for you now.
We're beginning with a follow-up to a story Cheryl Atkison reported here last night. She showed us video that directly contradicted Hillary Clinton's account of the danger she faced on a 1996 visit to Bosnia. Since our broadcast, that video has spread all over the internet. It was the most viewed video of the day on YouTube with more than 1 million hits. And today, Senator Clinton admitted, quote, "I made a mistake." But it wasn't the only one, as Cheryl shows us tonight.
Hillary Clinton's attempt to tout her foreign policy experience hounded her again on the campaign trail today.
I made a mistake in describing it.
She claimed she misspoke last week and was sleep deprived when she described landing under sniper fire in Tuzla, Bosnia, something that didn't happen. But CBS News has found several times in the past few months when Senator Clinton used the Bosnia trip to try to show her international experience. December in Iowa.
You know, we landed in one of those corkscrew landings and ran out because they said there might be sniper fire. I don't remember anybody offering me tea on the tarmac when that was happening.
Then in February,
The welcoming ceremony had to be moved inside because of sniper fire.
And last week.
I remember landing under sniper fire. We basically were told to run to our cars. Now that is what happened.
After CBS News video showed what really happened when she landed and greeted officials, Senator Clinton maintained there were risks, but explained to the Philadelphia Daily News why she was seen on the Bosnian tarmac greeting a young child if it was really so dangerous.
I was also told that the greeting ceremony had been moved away from the tarmac, but that there was this 8-year-old girl, and I said, well, I can't rush by her. I've got to at least greet her. So I greeted her, I took her stuff, and I left. Now that's my memory of it.
Good to see you.
Once again, her memory doesn't match our videotape. She and her daughter Chelsea lingered on the tarmac to greet U.S. military officials, took photos. There was the group of 7th graders on the tarmac, too. And then Senator Clinton walked to the armored vehicle where she did eventually duck and enter.
Senator Clinton hinted today that her own staff has been suggesting to her that the events weren't quite as dramatic as she had suggested. Her staff also sent out an email to reporters today with a list of supposed inconsistencies in what Senator Obama has said and done. Harry?
In the end, doesn't this really come down to a matter of can you trust what she says?
I think so. I think that one reason political observers think this is so important is that Hillary Clinton has, of course, made experience her issue in this campaign, saying she's the one that's best suited to answer that 3 a.m. phone call.
All right. Cheryl Atkison on Capitol Hill. Thanks.
With a second day of a story in which we led the CBS Evening News with video and a report that entirely contradicted something that candidate Clinton had claimed, this was a pretty big disaster for her election campaign. Her aides tried to control the flap, saying that she had misspoken. But again, misspeaking doesn't really explain why she was saying what she was saying. And it turned out it wasn't the only time. So she did make this claim about dodging sniper fire in a speech on March 17th, 2008 in Washington, D.C. But it turns out there were other instances in which she had said the very same thing. She had said in previous speeches and appearances on numerous occasions that she had dodged sniper fire, told a version of the story. She did it in Iowa in December, the previous December. She did it in Texas the previous February. So misspeaking, or as she explained at one point, she was tired, overtired. Misspeaking or being overtired doesn't explain why this story or this scene that she described that didn't take place, why she would be talking about that over the years over and over again. It's not really misspeaking. So what really did happen on that trip besides the landing that I've described? I had notes that I kept and additional video, and they reflect that Mrs. Clinton and the party that she came with, they ventured further into the country via military helicopter, landing at one of the former front lines of the war that had taken place there is Camp Elisha. First Lady Hillary and Chelsea deboarded without any incident and made their way down a line of American soldiers thanking them for their service. They also, while they were there, climbed a lookout tower. There were pictures of that as well. They were shown a mine-sweeping machine. They talked to a bunch of soldiers. They joked. They ate a meal with the troops. And then they went on to another camp in the area, Camp Bedrock. And Mrs. Clinton and Chelsea there at Camp Bedrock were walked off the plane and were taken to visit some patients nearby, military soldiers who were getting medical treatment. Now, maybe it wasn't the safest trip for a first lady to take. In fact, on our trip, we were told that there could be potential safety risks and incidences. We, in the military planes that we took off in and landed in, did what they described, if I remember correctly, as assault takeoffs and assault landings, meaning very steep slopes so that if there were rogue people in the mountains that were trying to shoot at you, they wouldn't have such a good target because you go high fast and you land at quite a steep angle, so you're not putting yourself at a really good place for them to shoot at you for very long. So I'm not saying it was risk-free. It's just that there were not any close calls. In an update conference call with reporters after all of this reporting that I did, a Clinton spokesman named Howard Wolfson was still doing damage control, and he answered some questions about Clinton's assertions, again saying that possibly she misspoke. And here is a quote that I wrote down from him explaining why Hillary Clinton said what she'd said. He said, "The facts are clear from contemporaneous news accounts that she was entering a potentially dangerous situation. She has written about this before, and she has talked about this before, and there you have it. Now, is it possible that in the most recent instance in which she discussed this, that she misspoke with regards to the exit from the plane? But there's no question that I hope everyone is clear in this reporting," he went on to say. "There's no question, if you look at contemporaneous accounts, that she was going to a potential combat zone, that it was by the front lines and the first person since Eleanor Roosevelt to do that, and she was going into a hostile military environment." So there, I think, is probably the best answer we're ever going to get to this question of why she said what she said. Her spokesman comparing her to Eleanor Roosevelt. Her spokesman saying that she was the first person since Eleanor Roosevelt to go into a potential combat zone by the front lines. She wanted to have that accomplishment, I guess, to talk about on the campaign trail. Problem is, it never happened. I would love nothing more than to ask Hillary Clinton what was in her mind. Did she convince herself over the years that this had really happened? Is this why she spoke of it, not just one time when she was overtired or sleep-deprived, as she'd said, but on numerous occasions? Had she convinced herself that this had happened? But I never could get an interview with Hillary Clinton about this or any topic that I asked over the years. So in the end, it's just one of those campaign mysteries that we can wonder about, but we may never have all the answers.
You know, it's shocking that your home can be stolen this easily. That's the brutal lesson Deborah learned when thieves found her home's title online, forged it, and literally took ownership of her home. In an instant, thieves legally owned Deborah's home. She got evicted and spent a fortune in legal fees trying to get it back. You know, the FBI calls home title fraud one of the fastest growing crimes, and you do not want to be next. That's why I urge you to protect the online title to your home with Home Title Lock. You know, the legal documents to our home are kept online, where thieves hunt them. They forge the documents stating you sold your home. Then they borrow against your home and stick you with the payments. And no insurance or bank protects you. Home Title Lock does.
You could already be a victim of title fraud and not know it. Find out. Register your home at HometitleLock.com and enter WATCH for 1 month of free protection. Again, enter WATCH for 1 month free at HometitleLock.com. HometitleLock.com.
I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Check out JustTheNews.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Cheryl Akison podcast, also my other podcast, Full Measure After Hours, and the podcast from Just the News, wherever you like to listen. Please share generously and don't forget to rate the program and leave a review. Do your own research, make up your own mind, think for yourself.